Whistle goes and so does the siren. The Magpies get the 4 points. 6-14-50 have defeated Sydney by 9 points. 6 goals, 5-41. Magpies hang on by 9 points. They were challenged. They held off the challenge. They were down to one on the bench, Duck, and they've just gone away with that 4 points.
Yeah, look, they had obviously more of the footy and won key areas, Joey. They straightened things up, especially their best quarter was that third term. Sydney had their chances in that last quarter, but they've only got themselves to blame. Poor disposal, but in the end, a little bit of Dacos. And I agree with Joey, that's his best game for the footy club, but a little bit of Dacos magic gets them over the line.
Don't forget, get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef. Today's I'm loving it moment. Have it in the final stage of this match in the last quarter. Here's how we called it on Triple M Footy.
And they bring the ball out very quickly, Baz.
Oh, they have. It's a turnover from the Swans. Dacos got in front of Mills. Kept it in play too. Look at this. Nice bit of magic from the forward pocket. Goes for the banana. That is a ripper. Dacos might have sealed the deal. A little bit of magic from the son of a legend. And Collingwood are back out to a lead that might be enough.
That's why the people's call.
Even you smirked at your own commentary then.
I did.
A little bit of magic from the son of a legend. I loved it.
I was laughing at what was said. Duck, that's not what
that
we
was
do.
Very good.
Yeah, it was good, Baz.
I'll tell you what, don't forget after this game, we're crossing to the big one and the Gold Coast. Is
all the other stations are still trying to figure out who kicked the goal.
Yeah, exactly. No idea. 9 points up, Collingwood over Sydney. Joey, the Triple M MVP award, you're voting tonight or Duck?
Yeah, I'm doing the votes. And still, good for Collingwood to get the win, but there's still plenty of work to do for their football if they want to challenge the top teams this year. It was ugly, but you'll take the wins when they come. I gave one vote. I thought the best Sydney Swan, Brownie said it late in that game, it was Jordan Dawson. He had an excellent game. 9 intercept disposals, the most on the ground. Uses the ball beautifully, and he's coming along as a player. Josh Dacos, I had in the votes, second best on ground. As we said, best game as a Magpie. That goal capped it off, but 25 disposals. He was excellent. And Taylor Adams, I thought, when the game was up for grabs at halftime, he really stepped up, lifted his side, led from the front, and he was excellent again. I think he's their most important midfielder. Taylor Adams, best on ground.
Hey, Duck, what did you make of both sides tonight? There was times you looked fairly frustrated in this match, but what do you make of Collingwood?
It wasn't a highly skilled game. Collingwood butchered the footy in the first half going inside 50, so that was a little frustrating. And Sydney, well, you know, the fact that they kicked straight kept them in the game, didn't it? But they really struggled to get the ball forward of centre for a lot of the game. So, like we've said, it wasn't a game for highlight reel, although Dacos gave us that great highlight. Very well called, by the way, Baz. Absolutely brilliant. But if Collingwood think they're going to beat anyone else on that performance, they're kidding themselves, because Sydney, very young team in comparison. I know Collingwood have got some stars out of their team as well, but that doesn't suggest to me tonight the Collingwood are back in form. Two losses and then they get the win, they'll go away, lick their wounds, but I wouldn't think they'd get a great deal of confidence out of it.
Now, the big numbers, Ash, on the Get Mosh stats, please.
Yeah, Taylor Adams, as Joe said, 29 disposals and a major. Dacos with 25, a PB for him, also a major. Sire, 23 disposals and 8 clearances. And Grundy, 16 possessions, 6 clearances, 7 tackles and 32 hit-outs. And for the Swans, 25 to Lloyd.
And just on call, they've got a good run.
Lucky they have.
They've got a very good run. They've got Adelaide next week in Adelaide. Then they've got Melbourne. Melbourne back into a little bit of form last night against that team, Adelaide. And North Melbourne, well, they're not in great form either. So that's a good run for the Pies. They'll go in favourites in all of those games.
They tape it off tonight. But if there's one thing that I reckon Buckley would go in and look at is their first quarter. They completely dominated. They missed easy shots. 15 inside 50s to 1. I think they'll 1 goal 6. So if they'd have kicked you know, 4-3 or 5-2. They're probably well up, and they did play poorer football after quarter time. Still got the win, but I thought that first quarter they showed some pretty good
signs.
Yeah,
but you look at it that way, Brandon. They had plenty of entries, but they couldn't find a mark. They didn't take a mark, and the Sydney Swans took.
It's always been their problem.
So I mean, they did have plenty of ball, but they've got to be much more efficient inside 50.
All right, let's have a listen to the Pies belt out their tune just before we sign off from the Gabba. It's been a nice win, 9 points up. Young Rusko in the centre in his first game, kicked a goal. Magpies by 9 points. We crossed the Gold Coast, St Kilda, thanks to Choice Hotels. After the we sign up from here, Joey Duck, Sensational the Duck, and Nathan Brown, and the great Ashley Chua, of course. What about Joseph Ogilvie? Had a massive night. He backed up, and he did a great job for us tonight. Baz signing off on behalf of the crew. Thanks to Rabs and Jace for looking after us. We look forward to the Gold Coast and the Saints for McDonald's. Triple M rocks. Footy.
That quarter for Ream. Built tough for Aussie conditions with the latest technology when it comes to water heating, install a Ream.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Get into Macca's today for hot, juicy, tasty burgers made with 100% Aussie beef.